welcome to the redemption round of the Grady's the Great 80s Movie Debate Trivia Tournament. And with us today are Dan.
Revengers, assemble!
Kimberly.
Insert clever catchphrase here.
And Hampton.
Yeah, well, you can call me whatever you want. Hampton. Yay.
Okay. Now, in this round, this is an opportunity to redeem yourselves from your round.
I did terrible.
Which, yes, some were unfortunate.
I'm not going to do much better today, I don't think. I mean, let's just say I'm still ill-prepared and not
so
very smart.
I think this will be a pretty equal match.
And
thing,
this
I think
time,
all
are
you, about...
did you live through the 80s?
I was born in the 80s.
Well, then you lived in them.
But last time I was drunk, so I had that going for me. Now I'm not drunk.
In the 80s? Okay.
No, like the last time I lost, so wow. I feel like I'm going to do even worse.
Well, we'll see today. So we've got our usual format where we've got 8 lovely categories and 6 questions on each. You will buzz in by saying your name, and the person with the most points at the end of the round will go on to our semifinals, challenging one of the people that may have kicked your ass in the last round. Mm. So, in order to decide who is going to start first, I am thinking of a number between 50 and 100. So, Dan, what's your guess?
69.
57.
72.
All right, I guessed 75, so...
Hey, I did something correctly.
Closest. So, Chris, you have a choice of these 8 categories. Small screen, big screen, those who can't, the plot thickens, let me tell you something, brother. Dad, daddy-o, calling for backup, live from New York, and if I were a carpenter.
I'm going to go with live from New York there, Christy.
All right, live from New York. These are movies with SNL cast members in the movies. Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd reunited for this 1985.
Dan. Spies Like Us. Oh, I thought.
Dan.
I thought I got to answer.
No.
Oh,
you have to say your name first.
In. Oh,
it's Spies
See,
Like Us.
This is why I lost last time, I think.
Buzz, Kim.
Damn it.
Spies
Damn
Like
it.
Us.
Damn it.
I did it right.
You did.
Wait. Okay. So I got to say Buzz and then
say
my
name.
Well, okay. Okay.
Yeah, feeling buzzed isn't, it well, doesn't
you're,
count.
You're welcome.
Feeling buzzed does
you
not
You got
count.
To choose the category.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
So, Dan, you are in control of the board. Stick with that one or go to another... Category.
Dad, daddy-o.
80s movie dads. Okay. In 1984, his Reverend Shaw Moore slapped
Kim.
His... Kim?
Oh. No. No,
shame.
I was going to say Flashdance,
no,
and
gone.
That's wrong.
That is a real shame, isn't it?
Gone.
3, 2, 1. Meh. Slapped his daughter and really hated dancing. I need the actor.
You need the actor's name?
The movie.
No, I'm lost.
Oh, Dan.
Yes.
John Lithgow.
Mm-hmm. In the movie?
And the movie was Footloose.
Yes, that
Yay,
is correct.
Dan, good job.
Dan, you are still in control. What are we going to do?
Those Who Can't.
Those Who Can't. Now, please keep in mind that these were written by Dave, and he is a teacher.
Oh, great.
So
that's
these,
not a good way to start this category.
Those Who Can't.
Those are can't. Those Who Can't. Questions about 80s movie teachers.
Oh, that's okay. Oddly specific.
Yes. If you were being accused of being on dope by Mr. Hand or attending a field trip to the morgue with Mr. Vargas, you were most likely
Chris.
A student. Yes.
Oh.
You didn't let him finish.
It's going to be the school. It's going to be the school.
No. It's the. Oh, yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. See, I screwed up. No. See, I don't. All I'm right. out of the school.
Dan.
Yes.
Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Oh, damn it!
Fast time.
I'm an idiot.
It's in the name of
That's
the title.
That's not what I guess either.
See, I told you I should have been drunk. We're 3 questions in,
well,
and I'm already failing.
Wow. Okay, Dan, we sticking with this one, or are we moving?
Yeah, let's stick with this one.
All right. Failed your classes this year? Don't worry, Freddie Shoup will hook you up. To get you to study, he will teach you to drive, to go to Lamaze sessions, and screen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in class. He may even go to jail for you on roller skates in this 1987 comedy. Blank stares everywhere.
The blankest.
Dan.
Yes?
Summer School?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Pulled that out of your ass.
I remember seeing that in the movie theaters.
That was actually one of our first episodes.
Okay. What year did that come out?
That was Mark Harmon.
87.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 87. Stick with it or move?
Let's stick with it.
Okay, want to learn history? Got a lot of nerve and a set of earplugs? Then Professor Turgeson's class is perfect for you. This comedian brought him to life in 1986's Back to School.
Dan.
Yes?
Sam Kinison.
Yes. Oh. I'm not going to scream. Okay. Stick with it. Move.
Ooh, look who's trying to help, Mr. Helper.
That was one of his lines from the movie.
Thank you very much. Sure, thank you for not screaming it at the top of your lungs. Okay.
stick with the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is arguably... Damn it, Dave. This is the longest description. There is arguably no wiser sage in 80s film history than the gym teacher and basketball coach extraordinary Bobby Finstock. I submit this as evidence. There are three rules that I live by. Never get less than 12 hours sleep. Never pay cards with a guy who has the same first name as a city. Never get involved with a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her body. Now, you stick to that and everything else is cream cheese. Name the Michael J. Fox flick in which he taught us so much.
Kim?
Yes.
Teen Wolf?
Yes.
Man. Wow.
Man, I should have just guessed.
That did not need to be that long.
Yeah, I just said, name the movie where the guy had his dick out at the end of the movie.
Or you could have just said, name another Michael J. Fox movie from the 80s. Like, yeah. And that's the first one you would have named.
In high school. All right, Kimberly, where would you like to go? Would you like to stick with this one or move around?
Small screen, big screen.
Small screen, big screen. Sitcom actors in movies. It was the best of Jeans. It was the worst of Jeans. This taxi star met his brother in this 1988 comedy, and they sure as hell weren't identical.
Dan. Twins.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking
and
a TV show.
And who was the actor?
Danny DeVito.
Yes.
And Arnold. Was that really an 80s movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
1988.
Yeah, that's a great movie, too.
Early 90s, too.
Keep in mind that this is the actor, not the movie.
Okay.
Is that the whole category?
Taxi's an 80s show.
It's both. I'll take either one because it goes back and forth. So I'll go back and forth. Right. What do you want to do, Dan? What do you want to stay with this
Let's go with back to Those Who Can't.
Those Who Can't. In the 1987 film The Principal, this actor played a teacher with a drinking problem who is punished by being transferred to a drug and crime-infested high school and is made its principal.
Dan.
Yeah.
Louis Gossett Jr.
No.
Oh, I know it was the other one. I know it was the other one. Do I get another chance if nobody else knows it?
No, this is not redemption question.
Damn it.
This is redemption.
Because that was going to be my first choice, and I second-guessed myself. Can I say who it is if nobody else guesses it? Just, I don't want to get the point.
If you don't get the point, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know it.
Anybody?
So.
Kimberly? No? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Edward James Olmos?
No.
No?
Oh, you should get like 2 points taken away.
You should.
Yeah.
Just for forcing that
it's
on
Jim
us.
Jim Belushi.
Gross.
Oh, that stupid movie.
Yep.
You said The Principal, and I immediately thought The Substitute.
If only anyone in this room were familiar with the works of Belushi.
The horror movie.
All right, next one.
Dear God, why did you take the funny Belushi?
Am I still in charge?
Yeah.
I'll stick with this one, yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. This will close out Those Who Can't.
That's what I want to do. Close it out!
So you let a few dozen frogs loose in science class while acting drunk because an alien that made a mind meld with you decided to get wasted? Who hasn't? What we never got to see through Elliot... is Elliot being sent to the principal's office to be scolded by what actor in a cameo, which was later deleted from 1982's E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Wow, that is a
what
deep
the ever-living crap.
Remember,
a
deep the sixth
hole.
One
Thanks,
is always
Dave,
a deep
for writing
I never
awesome
did see
questions.
This deleted scene, so I have no idea.
I'm going to just let you know. Harrison Ford.
What the F?
Whoa.
Wow. No way.
I never would have guessed that.
What?
All right, we have now closed out.
Whoa.
Those Who Can't. So, Dan, where do you want to go now?
Small screen, big screen.
Small screen, big screen.
I just want to get one. By the end of the night, I just want one.
There's still a chance. Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and this Cheers star didn't know shit about... Yes?
Ted Danson.
Yes.
Love that movie.
They want to stick with it?
Yeah.
This movie starring the Wonder Years Fred Savage highlighted the unveiling of then-released... The then unreleased
Chris.
Super. Yes?
Cloak and Dagger?
No.
Damn it.
The unveiling of the then unreleased Super Mario Brothers 3.
we read that? Yeah, yes. Together.
This movie, starring the Wonder Years Fred Savage, highlighted the unveiling of the then released Super Mario Brothers 3. Kim or Dan, it's open to you.
Oh, it's the other one.
Yep.
Damn it. I know it now. If they don't get it, can I say it?
If they don't get it, you can say it, but you don't get a point. But okay. Wait. Anybody?
It's not going to happen.
All right, Chris.
Pretty sure it's the wizard.
Yes, it is.
Damn it.
All right. Are we sticking with this one?
Me? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What 1987 movie caused soap star Billy Crystal to say, "I have an enormous headache in my eye"?
Repeat that question, please.
What 1987 movie caused soap star Billy Crystal? Yes.
When Harry Met Sally.
No.
No.
Kim. The Princess Bride.
No.
It was 87.
Dan.
Yes.
Spinal Tap.
That was okay. A good guess.
Well, that's all of it.
Because I know he's in it. He's got that little cameo.
That's a deep
in it.
Cut.
It is Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh.
All right. Do we want to finish this one out?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see why all three of us lost.
In what sport does Growing Pains hunk Kirk Cameron's character, Chris Hammond, compete and lose in 1987's Like Father, Like Son?
Chris.
Yes.
Running?
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah. See, you got one.
I thought I remember
running
seeing
for
that.
Christ.
Running for Jesus. I'd be running the other way.
Produced as a vehicle. Oh, do you want to
wait, yeah, it's
one?
My. I finally get to choose. Don't
choose.
Take that from
you
me.
Can choose.
I'm going to go with the SNL one.
Okay, back to the live from New York. Okay.
And I know how to do it now.
Okay. Mm. Bill Murray didn't show up until the third day of shooting in this 1981 Ivan Reitman comedy because he was attending Chicago Cubs games.
Chris.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
No.
Damn it.
Kimberly or Dan?
Caddyshack.
Nope.
Blank, no.
Stripes.
Oh. Yeah, no.
All right. You still have control of the board.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna stay with that. I'm going to stay
okay.
with that.
On a quest, he stated, "I say I want the knife" in 1986.
Dan.
Yes.
That was oh my god. Eddie Murphy in
yes.
The Golden Child.
Yes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's a good, yeah.
That's
a good movie. Movie.
That's the
it's
only
really
I think
good.
That's the only movie. Eddie Murphy movie I've never seen.
It's a really good movie.
I know
the front cover of the movie art, like the purple cover with him like in front of the sun. Yeah. He's got that cool hat. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've never seen the film.
Okay, Dan, you're in control.
You know what? Let's do the Live from New York.
Live from New York. He co-starred in with Danny DeVito as a couple of wise guys in this mob comedy.
Does it say what year? Can you say what year?
No, it does not.
Okay. Mob. Co-starred with Danny DeVito in a mob comedy.
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm drawing blanks.
An yes. SNL guy, come on.
I'm thinking mob movie, and I can't think like a mob comedy.
I'll tell you. All right, Dan.
Yes.
Joe Piscopo.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, random
the
guess.
Only time Joe Piscopo won anything right
yes.
there.
Yeah, he was great terrible. In Johnny Dangerously.
Yes, he was. Oh. Yes, he was. All right. You want to stick with that one?
Yeah.
Between a few of its leads and cameos by John Lovitz and Phil Hartman, this 1986 film was an SNL film. Fest written by Lorne Michaels.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah.
Between a few of its leads and cameos by John Lovitz and Phil Hartman, this 1986 film was an SNL fest written by Lorne Michaels.
1986.
Written by...
Wow.
Yeah. I just go to the 90s with all of these.
I do not know.
Anyone?
No.
The Three Amigos.
He wrote that?
Son Lorne Michaels
a
wrote that.
Wouldn't son have.
Of a
wow. Yeah. Wow.
Blowing right. minds over here.
That's okay. Yeah. This we can close it out. This 6-season SNL vet went in search of casual sex with Leah Thompson in 1988. It's a horrible movie. It sucks. That's just my editorial opinion. Dave did not write that.
Leah Thompson in
the movie
is
Casual
a
Sex.
6-season.
This 6-season SNL vet.
Yeah. And what year did the movie come out?
1988.
Oof. Don't know.
Chris, Joe Piscopo.
No.
Damn it.
It was a nice try, but close enough. Victoria Jackson.
Ugh.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I was thinking dudes. For some reason. Yeah. I don't know why I was just thinking dudes.
Victoria Jackson. All
she
right.
She was so great on the show. Then she just went crazy.
Yes.
Good in UHF.
Yeah, she was good in UHF. All right. Next one. Dan, where are we going to go?
If I were a carpenter, yada deedle deedle
dum. All right. If I was a carpenter and of
actually
course,
it says if were. I were.
If I were a carpenter.
Don't forget, this was written by a teacher.
Yes, it was.
Written by a teacher.
If I were a carpenter, the 80s oeuvre of John Carpenter.
Oh.
Okay. Nice.
We all know he is famous for composing the score to his films, but his band Coup de Ville also provided a pop song theme to this 1986 ride on the Pork Chop Express.
I know this, but I don't know it.
I just 100% don't know
Pork Chop Express.
The Pork Chop
Express.
Where
have I heard that before?
In a John Carpenter movie.
I know. crap. I'm drawing a blank.
Anyone?
John Carpenter. What year?
1986.
And you just want the name of the movie? 86.
Yep.
Chris, They Live.
Nope.
Damn it. Just throwing
all
it
right.
out.
Nope. It is Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh my goodness.
Remember the Pork Chop Express was his truck?
Yeah. Oh my God.
We'll try this one again. Carpenter reteamed with Jamie Lee Curtis in 1980 to tell the tale of 100-year-old dead sailors haunting a town enveloped in a cloud of condensed water vapor in this film.
The Fog.
Yes, Chris.
Yes.
You got two right today.
That's miracles.
I've surpassed all expectations. Now I can just fail. which is fine because I have
doubled what you wanted.
Hey, man, I'm doing great.
All right. You want to stick with it?
Yeah. What are we? Yeah. Carpenter? Yeah. Let's do it.
If I were a carpenter?
If I were a car. Oh, wait. He already did that. Yes. Crap.
He played the title character of Carpenter's story about an alien that comes to Earth and assumes the identity of a dead house painter married to Karen Allen.
I'd say that again.
What?
He played the title character of Carpenter's story about an alien that comes to Earth and assumes the identity of a dead house painter.
Oh, Dan!
Yes?
Starman.
Yes.
I thought it was the actor.
Actor.
Both. Actually,
I'm sorry. Jeff Bridges, Starman.
Okay.
So is it either or both?
It's either, actually.
Okay.
Even though it had nothing to do with its predecessors, Carpenter still produced this third Halloween installment.
Chris. Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Nice.
Silver Shamrock.
Surpassing.
I didn't even get to pick my category, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, right, I feel bad. I'll keep the point though, but I'll let him pick.
You go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
This actor owes most of his late career to Carpenter, including 1987's Prince of Darkness.
Chris. Christopher Walken.
No.
Damn it. I love this movie. Ask the question again.
I will continue this. Most of his late career to Carpenter, including 1987's Prince of Darkness, where he played a priest battling a cylinder of green liquid, which happens to be Satan himself.
Kim? Yep. Sam Neill?
Nope.
Wrong. It's and the actor's name is
escaping
name.
You right
I know,
now.
It is, and his name is English guy. English guy that was
He was in
the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
The doctor in the Halloween
pretty
movies.
Sure, I know
and
his
I
name.
Cannot
and that's
remember
not him.
His name right now. It is
it's not him.
Oh, this is killing me, and I love that movie so much.
You're thinking of Donald Pleasance. But it's not Donald Pleasance.
It is Donald Pleasance.
But it is Donald Pleasance.
It is.
Oh, it
I'm
is?
Not
but
gonna,
but you know, I don't get the point. No, I don't get the point.
All right,
so, yeah,
what do we want to do? Do we want to stay with this one or go to another one? Do you want to finish it out?
Well, you know, I was on the
Was there one left? Let's finish.
Okay.
Round it up.
Shared. Carpenter directed this film based on a Stephen King novel about a murderous Plymouth Fury.
Kim.
Yes.
Christine.
I knew that too. Crap. Could have had three.
All right. And If I Were a Carpenter is done.
Bye-bye.
We have remaining Daddy-O calling for backup.
Let me tell you something, brother.
We still have one left, too. In small screen, big screen.
Okay. And well, let's close that out.
The plot thickens. Okay, you want
to... Oh, it's her pick. It's her pick.
Oh, yeah. The plot thickens. And let me tell you something, brother.
Daddy-O.
These are about 80s movie dads. Okay. In 1984... Oh, I did that one. He won a major award, hated the natives' dogs, and battled cantankerous.
Darren McGavin.
Uh-huh.
And the old man.
Yes.
From Christmas Story.
That is exactly what the answer
Boom.
Is.
All right.
Damn. Okay.
Great film. Great film.
Is this an or a either?
No, this is that one. This one actually says at the end, name the actor and the role.
Oh, okay.
So both.
This is, the rest of them are specific of what they're asking for in the question. Okay. So, Chris, what do you want?
Let's finish out small screen, big screen.
Small screen, big screen. Produced as a vehicle for Family Ties actor Scott Valentine, this 1987 movie is about a homeless musician that turns into a monster every time he gets horny.
What?
I actually think I know this, but it's not going to happen in time. But yeah, it's so familiar. Unfortunately, so familiar.
Chris, it's not. Is it? Chris.
Oh.
It's not Rockula, is it?
No.
No. That's what I immediately thought.
Like, I'm
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure.
Yeah.
It sounds dumb.
Produced as a vehicle for Family Ties actor Scott Valentine, this 1987 movie is about a homeless musician that turns into a monster every time he gets horny.
It's about the only thing he ever did, too, I think.
Time to bone. Diddly-doo.
I have no idea.
No. Pass.
My Demon Lover.
I have never heard of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have seen this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, it's still my pick, right?
Still your pick.
Who was Scott Valentine on Family Ties?
He was her boyfriend, Mallory's boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
All right. So
do we have any more SNLs or is that one done?
That one is done. We have Calling Carpenter's for Backup. Okay. Daddy-O. The plot thickens. And let me tell you something, brother.
Let's go plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Name the movie from this plot summary. A struggling actor dresses in drag to get a role on a soap. Yes?
Tootsie.
Yes.
Damn, Gina. That was quick.
All right. You want to stick with it or go to another?
Yeah.
Okay. A young man finds a back door into a military computer and almost starts World War III.
Ooh.
I think he beat me.
War Chris? Games?
Yes.
Same thing.
A corporate raider takes a young stockholder.
Wait.
A corporate raider takes a young stockbroker under his wing and trades on illegal
Dan.
Inside.
Oh.
Wall Street.
Yes.
Yep.
Stick with it?
Yeah.
A childless couple helps themselves to one of the quintuplets of a furniture salesman in southwestern United States.
What?
Say that again.
A childless couple helps themselves to one of the quintuplets of a furniture salesman in the southwestern United States.
Sounds ridiculous.
Dan.
Yes.
Today, Junior.
Raising Arizona.
Yes.
Yep.
Damn.
I'm thinking both the actors' names, but I'm like that. Not. I want to say Wild at Heart, but no.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
A dwarf and a hero protect a baby from an evil queen.
Kim.
Damn it.
Who got it? Me? Okay. Willow.
Yep. Okay, last one. A couple sailing in isolated seas pick up a murderous stranger from an abandoned ship.
Say that again.
A couple sailing in isolated seas pick up a murderous stranger from an abandoned ship.
I got nothing.
Deliverance?
No.
No.
I'm just going to let you know. It's Dead Calm.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that movie. Yeah.
I will say that I believe
you. You've got two left. Well, actually three. You got Daddy-O Calling for Backup and Let Me Tell You Something, Brother.
Go back to Daddy-O.
Daddy-O. This character officially adopts Annie at the end of the 1980s.
Yes. Daddy Warbucks.
Yes.
Damn it.
You want to stick with it?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford took his family to the jungles of Central America in this 1986 drama.
Oh.
River Phoenix was in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holly Hunter? I don't remember who the mother was.
I can't remember.
I've seen it. And,
All right. I'm going to just let you know. Boop, boop, boop. Mosquito Coast.
Oh. No.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
Yeah. Rings a bell. Rings a bell.
Yes, please.
Okay. John Hughes had a cameo as one of the parents picking up the kids from the detention hall at the end of The Breakfast Club. Whose dad was he? You can say the actor or the character.
Kim? Molly Ringwald?
Nope. Yep.
Dan?
Yes.
Judge Reinhold?
No.
Chris.
No, I'm sorry.
Who was not in that movie?
Judd Nelson. Nelson.
Yes, Chris?
Judd Nelson?
No.
Oh.
It was Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, okay. Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
You know,
was
he's great. It's all right. I'm dumber than you.
All right, last one. Tom Hanks.
Third place here.
Yeah. I think I'm third.
Nope, you're tied. Nope.
Oh, we're tied for tied for second.
Tied for
so
second.
So we win.
Tom Hanks puts his career on hold to take care of his elderly diabetic father, played by Jackie Gleason in this film.
Wow.
I remember it, but I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know either of those things. Don't remember it. Don't know the name of it.
Would be Nothing in Common.
Never heard of it.
Okay, we've got two left. We've got Let Me Tell You Something, Brother, and Calling for Backup. Kimberly, I believe you were in control of the board. Which one would you like?
Calling for Backup.
Calling for Backup. Name the cop movie from the actors who are partners in this movie. Okay. Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy, 1982.
Another 48 hours?
Damn it.
Yes.
Or just 48 hours.
It's in there. It's in there.
James Belushi and a German Shepherd named
K9.
Yes.
Damn it.
Same category.
Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines.
Chris, Running Scared.
Yes.
Son of a bee!
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez and Richard Dreyfuss, 1987.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
Anybody?
I can't think of it.
I know it, but I can't think of the title of it. Oh, my God.
Maury.
Give me a second. Dan.
Yes?
Stakeout.
Yes.
Oh, and then the sequel, another Stakeout with Rosie O'Donnell, where she's in lingerie. That was disturbing.
Sylvester Stallone and Billy Dee Williams, 1981.
Chris, In the Heat of the Night.
Nope.
Damn it. That's not
Dan.
What I meant.
Nighthawk?
Yes.
Thank you. I remember because that was like when we were pirating HBO for a brief period of time. I would watch that movie over and over again.
Yes. James Caan and Mandy Patinkin, 1988.
Dan.
Yes.
Alienation.
Yes. Oh. All right. We are down to our very last. Thanks for leaving this for last. Let me tell you something, brother. Wrestlers in 80s movies.
Yep. Oh.
They Live.
Roddy Piper wore alien resin.
Damn it. I thought you were kidding.
They Live. What is John Carpenter's They Live?
Oh,
you're
my
welcome.
God.
Yeah, because I never would have gotten that. Thank you for Dan-splaining me.
Okay. Considering that Kimberly was on the episode.
The Thing episode.
Yeah, she's a Carpenter-aholic.
Oh, okay. Well, I was on
Carpenter-aholic.
They Live episode.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, you are.
Finish this Andre the Giant line from 1987. Anybody want to...
Chris. Kim? Peanut.
Name the bad guy wrestler played by Hulk Hogan in Rocky III.
Chris. Thunderlips.
Yes.
I never would have got that one.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you something, brother.
Terry Funk turned out roles in both Roadhouse and in this 1987 Stallone flick.
Chris.
Yeah.
Rambo 2.
No.
Damn it.
It's one of my least favorite movies. Dave made me watch it.
Oh, I know what it is.
Dan. Mm-hmm. Over the top.
Yep. As soon as I said it, I was like, nope.
Yep. For me, that's Justice, since you had me watch Earth Girls Are Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was subjected to watch The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Utterly terrible film. Clearly.
Jesse Ventura even got his own Harold Faltermeyer theme music as Captain Freedom.
Chris.
In this act.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I know. The Running Man.
Yes.
Yeah. I pulled it out. That's what she said?
Last one. Okay. Recently passed Gene Okerlund played himself in this 1989 wrestling extravaganza.
There was a wrestling movie in 1989 that was a big ass deal.
It's when WWF at the time was very into making its own media.
I cannot think of the name of this movie, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Let's wrestle.
Let's wrestle. Yeah.
It was No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. Crap. Okay. Crap. I have it.
All right. And that is the end of the redemption round. And in first place, we have Dan with 16.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Chris with 10.
Hey.
And Kimberly with a respectable 7.
Yes. Nice. We didn't suck. We didn't suck as bad as last time.
Wrestling and cop movies are not my oeuvre.
Yes.
I don't even know what an oeuvre is.
Unfortunately, it is the luck of the draw because that's true. Round was. So, yeah. All right. Now, Dan, this means now that you will go on to our semifinals where you will face one of the people who kicked your ass in one of the rounds.
And let me tell you something, brother. No one's going to know what to do when these 26th pythons come knocking on your door.
Well, we'll see how that goes. And we will... So our next episode is going to be our first semi-final round. And good luck to all. Thank you very much, Dan, Kimberly, Hampton.
Thank you.
And join us next week in our next exciting round.